Time on Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and, of course, everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on, believe it or not, the last weekend in March, March 29th. Village Creek State Park in Wynn is offering a star party on March 30th. You can head to the park for a night of fun under the stars. The night will start with a presentation on what can actually be seen in the night sky. After the program, everyone will be invited to join park interpreters for stargazing through telescopes set up by the Memphis Astronomical Society.
All right.
And there in the park, of course, you'll go to a very dark area, so it'd be a great time to see the night sky.
Yeah.
Historic Arkansas Museum in Little Rock is hosting Beyond the Big House on March 29th and the 30th. The Behind the Big House program moves beyond the big houses or the stately historic homes to explore slave dwellings and interpret the experience of the enslaved people who inhabited them. This workshop will include live historical interpretations and lectures to highlight the important contributions African Americans made to Arkansas's history and provide a broad understanding of the importance of slave dwellings and their role in heritage tourism. This will be a great event held at our great tourism partners at the Historic Arkansas Museum in Little Rock. Pinnacle Mountain State Park in Little Rock is hosting Feathered Flyers Weekend on March 30th through the 31st. So if you're a bird brain, this is for you. You can enjoy bird hiking, bird watching hikes, bird trivia, raptor visits, and plenty of feathers will fly throughout the weekend. You can join the park's interpretive staff to learn all about everything avian. So if you're a bird watcher, this is definitely the event for you. And finally, Jacksonport State Park in Jacksonport is hosting a pearl stringing workshop on March 30th. You can be part of the freshwater pearl industry at Jacksonport. Of course, the rivers of northeast Arkansas, which teemed with freshwater mollusks capable of producing pearls, which led to a huge pearl rush in the region in the late 1800s. The mussels had not been harvested on a large scale since Native Americans dwelled along the rivers, giving the animals and the pearls within time to grow. In an era before cultured pearls, these gems only occurred naturally, growing inside a freshwater mollusk or saltwater oyster, and the rarity of this occurrence made them precious. At this workshop, participants will learn how to string a pearl necklace with Baroque pearls. Baroque pearls are natural pearls, having an irregular shape and color, but are very attractive in their own right. Now, to find out more about these events and all the great things going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.